Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
Brains, we are here on the edge to celebrate Sharon's birthday. Hi, Sharon. All right, we are not playing. We are just saying here on the edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull, and we celebrate your birthday. We're going to talk about some fun stuff, okay? This is not what you think it's going to be. All right, you ready?
Ready, set, go.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday, beautiful. I wanted to celebrate you today. When I talk to you, you made your birthday seem so unimportant, girl. And I tell you, it is a national holiday around here. So we got dressed up. We are toasting to you today.
Toasting, okay.
Look at that. What you got to drink? Well, yeah, absolutely. Here's to you with grape juice. Wow. So I wanted to surprise you, make you feel extra special. The show is going to be all about Sharon. We're going to start with your humble beginnings, your midlife crisis, and where you are now as a queen of everything, brain. Everything from soup to nuts. So let's begin at the beginning.
Well, I was born the third of five kids that my folks had. My mom was middle of five, my dad was middle of five, and I'm the middle of five. Hmm.
How's that feel in the pecking order?
Well, you know, what middle of five starts with becoming kind of invisible, you know, that, but it was kind of, I was a lifelong learner, you know, from a very young age. So that made me different than everybody else in my family. And thank goodness, I guess. but also you, middle kids get to be invisible because, you know, either they're, you know, the older ones are getting the attention or the younger ones are getting the attention. And I just made good grades. So I wasn't rocking the boat.
But see, you can slide in and out of the radar. You got to learn how to, you middle kids got to learn how to maneuver that. You can contact me and share. Look, baby. It is your birthday, okay? It is your birthday, and we will celebrate you today. Oh, I'm so happy you have a hat. That's cute. Wear your hat. That's cute. It's your birthday.
Getting with the groove here, April. Cool.
All right. So we're going to talk all things Sharon. Okay, so after you get from this middle child syndrome, where do you go from there?
Well, like I say, I was a lifelong learner, so my first job, I did work a year before I went to college because, you know, I had to put myself through college. And I just kept, you know, doing that normal thing, you know, get good grades, go to college, have a career.
Yada, yada.
You know. But you didn't do that.
Well, you know, everybody's got a different journey. They've got a different path. I believe they've had a previous life experience, and this is completion. It's something that you need to learn. I mean, look at you. God has been good to you. 70 is what my Bible say. Anything beyond that is grace. My mother lived to be 91. So you look fabulous. You know, you're still of mind, spirit, body, vivation. Honey, I say get on one of these dating sites. No. What do you think about that? What do you think about that as a woman of a particular age and these dating sites?
Well, I looked at the silver singles here about 2 years, 2.5 years ago. And the first person I met, in fact, he wished me a happy birthday this morning, is a guy from Michigan. And he had a near-death experience. And I love near-death experiences. So that attracted me. And there was a certain, I always look for people who were, they look loved. And they and they volunteering is a very positive thing because that tells me a little bit about their spirit. And he had a fantastic personality, but
he, well, how did he look, girl? You know, now you got, he got to be eye candy. Was he eye candy? All right now.
Yeah, he had a real charismatic kind of personality too. However, his near-death experience left him with a short-term memory loss. And so our conversations kind of kept being the same thing. He would not recognize my voice, but he couldn't remember what we talked about. And he had a technique of how to handle that. But since we're so far apart, you know, where we live, that, you know, I told him I was still praying for him because I think miracles can happen. And he said, oh, that's what's been doing such a good job.
You know, well, you know what? What's the most important thing is that he's not forgetting you. Short-term memory or not, he's not forgetting you. So yeah. You have left an imprint in his heart. And how have you left an imprint on the world? Tell us about the work that you did.
Well, I have been writing a book, and I just dropped everything on the floor. So, oh, here's my book, Fresh Courage in Retirement.
Oh, wait. Okay, let's see. Fresh Courage in Retirement, Explore the Possibilities. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exploring the possibilities is my way of helping people get curious again, because we kind of get lulled into monotony in life, and especially perhaps in retirement, and kind of think maybe, you know, we're over the hill. I'm not over the hill.
What? You are at the top of the hill. Are you kidding me? You are at the top because they don't understand. There's a rite of passage with each generation of a woman. You evolve. When was your best season? When did you think you was just, you know, hotter than fish grease?
I never thought of myself that way until now. I have been feeding myself some good vitamins in the mirror each morning. Well, sort of. Some mornings I, Sharon, you are so incredibly gorgeous and loving myself.
Girl, what a difference. Please.
People can see that when you love yourself.
I can't tell you how good it is. It is. It's so good. But you know that it's a certain arrogance, I'll tell you, that comes with that. You know, you've got to have a certain gravitas to love yourself, brains. That means you got to level up.
Yeah, to me, it's not a strutting. It's more of a calm confidence, knowing who you are and that you offer quality, that I'm worth somebody to, you know, be coming alongside a potential partner. And I've been talking to quite a few gentlemen on the, you know, internet lately, and they try to fluff it, you know, and beautiful and, you know.
Girl, wait a minute. Let me tell you about my friend. I got a friend. Her name is Carol. Carol Ziegler. Wait a minute. I got to fix my screen. Brains, hold on. I done got a kerfuffle. I got so excited about this conversation here. There you go. I have a friend. Her name is Carol Ziegler. She got catfished out of $250,000 in about 90 days. I said, what kind of spin golly was he? He put it on her. She was writing checks for the passports, for the rental of equipment. You know, my mama's sick. That's your mama. It was ridiculous. I said, how did he do that? And there was a certain shame. So you be careful. You go in there, you run their credit report, you Google them, you know, make sure they're who they say they are. That imposter syndrome is infamous. And you're just, as delicate as you could be. I just hate for you to have to swoop down on somebody for misappropriating themselves. Tell us about your career.
My career has, I started out at People's Bank here in Washington, and that was right after 1 year college. And I always kind of felt for like, I don't know, 5 or 10 years that my supervisors moved me along when they saw that I was ready to grow and whatever. And, you know, it took me a little while to realize they're not going to have for me. I need to show them that I'm moving along, and they need to, you know, give me something better. But the taking initiative really made a difference. And one of my jobs, I had to write a weekly status report. Well, or maybe it was every 2 weeks. And that was the best thing I had to do, because I had to know what I did for my boss so I could report it to him. Powerful stuff. Because if I'm aware of my contribution, what a delight it is to say, you need to wake up and you know, acknowledge.
Smell the coffee, buddy.
My contribution. Yep.
So have you seen women evolve? I mean, you are, how old are you today, Precious?
74.
Scrumptious. I told you, you could sop yet with a biscuit. Here's to you. Here's the 74. You can only hope, you know?
Yeah, I guess my life really changed in May when I started going to a short little class that was so powerful, Pitched Like a Pro. And she would ask everybody, what are you known for? Well, since I was known for a podcast and a book now about courage, I decided to tell her I was the queen of courage. Wow. You know, to claim that.
Claim it, girl, claim it.
And not feel like an imposter was powerful.
Right, right. And so you have to show up that way. And that takes work. That takes work. So now you are a woman of 74 years. What do you want your legacy to be?
My legacy, and when I think about one of the affirmations I do before I get out of bed, is why am I surrounded by so much love? And the love I want to come from boomers who have actually been woke up, and I have helped them discover their heaven on earth. I'm like a lifesaver for discovering your heaven on earth. I want boomers to this. April, I've always had a hot button since a teenager. For potential. I have always kind of been, found it mysterious about my potential and the potential of others. And as a result of that, I would often look at people and wonder, what's the nugget of gold inside them? And I'm still doing that. And I want to do that, especially for boomers, because 30% of them actually struggle with finding a new purpose once they no longer have their business card, their job.
They can take up crocheting again. You know, that's very popular.
even guys are doing it. You know what?
But settle into it. People don't know how to turn it off. It's like when you go on vacation. You know, you have to decompress. If you're caught in traffic, it's all right. You're on vacation. If the food takes a little longer, it's okay. You're dining. You know, if someone cuts you off, you're traveling. Just go with the flow. Take it down. You know, everybody always wants to be so amped up, and it's exhausting.
The amazing thing, April, when we start chewing and listening to the silence, there's an interesting thing that happens, in that there's a little voice inside of us that starts talking when we're ready to listen. And how can you do that when all these things are, you know, in your ear?
I know. So what are you doing right now? You know, you're promoting the book. Are you doing some online courses? Do you have a Facebook group? How are you showing up in the world?
Oh, all that, yeah. I've been making 90 Instagram posts that are about 2 minutes or plus on as the Queen of Courage on a 5 days.
Do you like Instagram? That works for you?
Well, I'm still kind of new at it, but I'm sticking my neck out there, and I've got 100 followers, I think.
You know what you would be cute as? A TikToker. No, I'll tell you, it's a market. Well, offline, I'll tell you, honey, how to work that. That Instagram, it's okay, but, you know, yeah, you can get everybody with the TikTok because you got that.
Especially with the hat, huh?
Baby, I told you the hat, it makes a statement. See, people don't know how to network either. When you go to a networking event, you know, I survey the room. I go in, I go from the buffet to the bathroom. I want to see who's in the room. I'll collect the business card, and I always put one or two recommendations on the back of the level of importance I want to follow up. But follow up. They don't do that. Women don't ask for what they're worth. And you've seen this 74 years. I know that you've worked at least 50 of those years. You've seen how we've been devalued. But a lot of that is because you have not taken your seat on the throne, Hashi Queen.
Well, I am kind of mildly surprised at the birthday greetings I've gotten today. Several of them I have friended, but we haven't really talked yet. One gal was in another class with me, and I think she lives over here in Idaho, and I actually told her I look forward to the day that we can actually, you know, meet face to face. And
it's a great relationship, but remember, these people are virtual. Just be careful. If they ever ask you for money, you block them. Don't even unfriend them. Don't even.
Yeah, I did.
Nothing.
I did gift one fella because he seemed so believable, and we had been talking. So I've been sending him Cash App for a receipt for payback.
Well, you know what? And if you don't get it back, let it be a bought lesson. Because some lessons in life you have to pay for, Sharon. You know, let's keep it 100. You know, you're going to pay one way or another, but don't do it again. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's fine. He better be getting some money. You're a queen, honey. He better be getting some money in your account.
Yeah, I have been, since I wrote my book, I've kind of been sensing, what's next? And it seems like the impression I'm getting is love is next.
Okay.
But I want to be, I want to be pursued and not just fluff. I'll fall in love with you in 24 hours.
Yeah, no. Really. And then, cuddling. Do you want to cuddle with this person? That's important. You know, no matter what the situation is, you're going to build a life with them. My friends got married in the during COVID. They would sneak to each other's room. Yep. And they allowed them to get married. And they were in their 80s. So, please. It's not over.
I do have a wedding dress.
Ooh. You know what? I gave you, speaking of clothing, look, I put you some legs right here. Could you imagine that with that sweater? Girl, I have dressed you up today. I'm so happy to be celebrating you on your birthday. Talk about your sisters. You got a couple sisters, right?
Yes, one sister, she was the oldest, and she was actually the victim in our family. She did have a baby by my dad, and that was one reason I wanted to feel invisible, because I didn't want that kind of attention. But she died at about 54 in a car accident. So the oldest one now was gone. And then the next one was my brother. And at 60, he died of an accident also. Him and I were kind of like twins in that we went through grade school and high school pretty much together, because he flunked a grade and I skipped a grade. But he was kind of my best bud growing up. And so now that he passed on, I'm the oldest of three. So I have two sisters, and the youngest one is my best bud. And she sent me the sweater I got today in the mail.
Oh my goodness. Well, she did. She knew exactly what you needed. I'm hoping you're having a beautiful day and celebrating you. Those big old dimples. Yeah. So I'm going to be looking for a nice suitor for you. I am. I'm gonna be looking because I know everybody on the planet. I get you a nice Australian fellow, retired, owns a sheep farm or something. You'd look cute out there.
I want to go to New Zealand real bad. So if it happens to be in New Zealand, if he happens to be in New Zealand, that would be okay too.
Girl, manifest it. It ain't too late. Put it on your vision board. Put exactly what you want. At this point, let me ask you, at this point in your life, what do you want?
Wow, that came with this pitch like a pro class is what do you want? She had us ask that like 20 times to a partner.
Right, because I mean, you know, you can still want things. It's okay. You haven't even begun to get the infinite possibilities of what the universe has to offer. Number one, you know, you ask not, you get not.
Yeah. So I came back from my BFF has a property down here by Mount Rainier, and coming back from the last time I was down there, I passed this beautiful, gorgeous lake. It's so ideal, and it's right from the east up from the highway was Mount Rainier, and the lake was in front of it and all these gorgeous homes around it. And I thought, Sharon, that would be a perfect place for your Lindahl Cedar home to be built.
So
I've gotten on the internet and checked. There's quite a few pieces of property around there that's for sale. What? Just property, not including a house. You know, I'd take a house if it was a cedar home, but you know, we'll wait for that and see how that unfolds. But
put it right next to the picture of the man you want, girl. He might already have it. You might just have to move in.
Exactly. Exactly. Exploring the possibilities. So
somebody gave me a mantra, and I put it here on my computer, and I say it often and regularly. I say, how can it get any better than this? And what else is possible? And I ask it with a curious mind. And I'm so excited about the future, whatever that leads us to be.
Yeah.
We want to be good people. We want to be grounded. We want to be respectful, because people are just ugly sauce now, Sharon.
So I want to be an international speaker. That will get me to New Zealand. In fact, the last podcast I did was with a Black gentleman out of Germany. And I told him at the end of the program, I said, I want to be an international speaker and I want to enjoy Christmas in Germany. Invite me over.
Exactly. Well, I'm wishing you all the best. So how do we get a copy of the book and how do we get in contact with you?
My book is on Amazon.
Let me get the close-up on that because I want everybody to get that. Buy Sharon that for her birthday, everybody. Come on, buy it for her birthday. Okay, your present to her. Okay, on Amazon.
And it's, I haven't started working on the audio version yet, but I probably will do that in the next 2-3 weeks. The Instagram, Queen of Courage, is a great place to follow me because I would like to get some... organic growth there. And so that it opens doors for speaking and articles and let's see. So I'm working on my, my website is effortlessvitality.now.site. I was blown away when somebody asked me when I first had this business name, what's Effortless Vitality? You mean I'll tell you?
They never tasted it. They don't know, girl. They don't know.
Effortless vitality is living from your heart. And the thing that, you know, even though I'm very focused on purpose, the next step beyond purpose is your essence statement. And there's not hardly anybody talking about, well, people are talking about it, but they're not teaching you how to do it, how to write an essence statement that basically is describing and becoming aware of your inner spark.
Mm.
So I also like to call it your DNA.
Oh, shoot.
What you were born with. So when you're living from, well, know what your inner spark is and can describe it, and then make decisions that align with that inner spark.
Right.
It is heaven on earth.
It's explosive. It's a volcano. But there is so much that is special and unique about each one of us. And I really love to celebrate people. To see a smile on your face makes me so happy. So here's your birthday cake.
Oh,
All right, you ready? You ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sharon. All right, on the count of three, let's blow. One, two, three.
Okay, April, passion like yours has the ability to light a spark in all of us.
Oh.
Isn't that the truth?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I had fun with you. Thank you for sharing who you are and some wisdom and your openness and your beauty. And again, we're going to get you what you want. We're going to work on that vision board. Brains, go back and catch other edgy conversations and birthday parties. We do graduations and bas mitzvahs. We do the whole thing. Absolutely. So it's really good to talk to you and keep us informed. Brains, I told you, go out and get a copy of her book now, you know, for her birthday. That's cute. And we're going to keep informed.
Well, and the book walks you through baby steps. There's all kinds of action to take in there about finding your own purpose on your own. Do it yourself. But you might want some help. Do it with you. And I'm available for that. But the next step is also then the grandiose step is to write your essence statement. And and the groups on Facebook are Retirement Wellbeing, Fresh Courage in Retirement, both page and book. I'm going to be opening up a group for group coaching on internet. And of course, Effortless Vitality is my business page there.
You're doing a whole lot of stuff, okay? She's busy in the right way. All right, Brains, go subscribe, like, love, share the information, celebrate. Any day, every day can be your birthday if you wanted to. Bye, Sharon.